This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's Saturday, April 10th. I'm Jim Moynihan with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Disruptions in the manufacturing process has led to a shortage of the Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Centura Health announcing they're switching to Moderna and Pfizer vaccines at local drive-up clinics planned for this weekend, including the Broadmoor World Arena in Colorado Springs and the Colorado State Fairgrounds in Pueblo. If you have an appointment between today and the 14th, no need to reschedule, just keep your same reservation. Meantime, more than 400 Coloradans are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. That's the most we've had since mid-February. But despite the uptick in hospitalizations, Governor Polis says he still plans to hand over control of COVID restrictions to local authorities on April 16th. We've also learned from the governor that most of the recent cases have occurred in people between the ages of 18 to 49, and a high percentage of those cases involve the more dangerous and contagious variants. Still, the governor says he has faith in local governments to make the right decisions for their citizens when the statewide COVID-dial restrictions go away in about a week. And a statewide effort to fix potholes begins next week. CDOT crews will be working nights to repair potholes on Colorado Springs highways. This will include stretches of I-25, Highway 24, and Highway 85-87. There's also a possibility for work crew delays due to the chance for rain and snow next week. An ATF fugitive is in custody following a chase that ended north of Fillmore near I-25 and Cascade in Colorado Springs. A car bearing two bullet holes and a shattered front driver's side are part of the crime scene that stretched across a wide area. Police say it started at Mount View Lane yesterday, where alcohol, tobacco, and firearms tried to make contact with the fugitive. Police say at least one round was fired by an ATF agent. The suspect then got into a car and sped away from the scene and ended about a mile away from where it all began at Cascade and Sunflower. Meantime, on Monday, Colorado Springs City Council will take its first steps toward addressing the issue of illicit spas operating in our area. City Council will be briefed by Colorado Springs Police about their 35 illicit massage parlors on their radar. The work session is a fact-finding session for council members who will ask police about their efforts to shut the massage parlors down. And while there won't be a vote related to the issue on Monday, the meeting could kick off new regulations. And Customs and Border Protection agents say they're seeing a sharp spike in the trafficking of counterfeit protective masks. A spokesperson says they've seized more than 34 million counterfeits since the start of the pandemic a year ago. But about 20 million of those were taken just this year. In February, more than 108,000 fake N95 masks were seized in Cincinnati, and more than 65,000 fake respirators were found at Chicago's O'Hare Airport in March. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Jim Moynihan. Have a great Saturday.
Staying mostly clear overnight tonight in central and southern Colorado. Temps down to 36 degrees in Colorado Springs, 37 in Pueblo. And our Sunday, a great start to the day with morning sunshine and light winds. But once we get into the afternoon, turning partly cloudy and pretty windy, gusts anywhere from 30 to 40 miles an hour along the I-25 corridor. Temperatures to 67 in the spring, 73 in Pueblo, with rain and snow chances Tuesday through Friday for the week ahead. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postich, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.